Everybody, we're here again. Another wonderful evening on BBS, and today is the 9/9/2011. So tonight is our paranormal night, Sci-Fi Friday. So if anybody has any paranormal experiences this week or would like to share something, we'd love to hear that. And we have a brand new clearing up. And I'll have Carrie introduce that to you. It just got put up a few hours ago on the website. It's a free clearing for barcode. So, Carrie, are you out there?
I'm out here, yes. Thank you. And welcome, everybody, to Friday Night on BBS. So the new clearing is a free clearing, and it is to remove a barcode that apparently was placed on us all from around the time of Jesus. And it's placed on us to give. I'm hearing a lot of clicks. Are you hearing me okay, Ron?
Yeah, you're sounding good to me.
Okay. So it's a barcode that was put on us all around the time, the last ascension time, to confuse us or make us fearful about the light and confuse us about ascension information. And if you want to go either to Ron's website, creationlightship.com, or just scroll down on the BBS page if you have that up, there's a link to Ron's site low down on that. There are three little pictures, one of the Lightship insignia, one of Jesus, and one, the creation diagram it's called. And you can click on Ron's site there. And then over on the left, once you get onto the Creation Lightship homepage, there's the little book of all the clearings, the healing key, and then the recommended and the free clearings. So if you go down, open the drop-down box on the free clearings, you will you'll see this one. And let's see what its title is. I haven't even seen the title yet here. Free clearings. Oh, no, it's not on mine. Wait a minute. I have to refresh. I'm sorry. I did have it up. I will quickly go to this other page. Well, you'll see it. You guys will see it. 2,000 Years Darkness Barcode Removal, I think, is the name of it. So the clearing takes us starting with 2100 to 2000. It takes us back in 100-year increments back 2,000 years. Each step, there are 21 of them, each step is 5 minutes in length, and then the very last one is step 22, spirit integration, which I think is an hour. Let me just click on that. Yes, 60 minutes. So, as I said, this is a free one, and it looks like it's a barcode that's on all of us, and I guess attached to our bodies and possibly our spirit, too. So, Ron, why don't you add some more information about this that I might have missed?
Yeah, all of you are probably wondering maybe why it was so hard this time to understand ascension, why maybe we had to stumble upon, you know, the Creation Lightship website. After all of your searching, you know, and just, you know, why there's so much also erroneous information out there and false truth about ascension. Well, that's because this barcode was put on everybody, so there are people following that barcode. And this is mind energy connected to you. So the few people that are able to understand or to finally get what's happening are on our programs, you know. That's basically it. All the rest are lost to the darkness. So by doing this clearing, and I'm going to see if I can get a timeline clearing also added to the page here. This just got put up. It's hot off the press. You might even be able to feel how warm it is there. But this will help to clear humanity each time you do this one. So just get on there and clear it. For yourself, you can clear it for other people if you wish, just to do them one at a time naturally. If you're going to clear maybe your, you know, Uncle Fred and Aunt Sally, maybe your children or whoever you want to put on there, but you have to do them one at a time. You could probably put up, you know, maybe like four or five screens up. I don't see any problem with that. I don't think it's going to really whack anybody out. It'll just make them start thinking more about the light, or just releasing the energies of maybe being afraid of the light. People think of God of being fearful, you know, a jealous God, etc. They don't understand true light. And this may help them to understand more about the light, at least free themselves from that darkness code, which is preventing them from coming into the light on their own free will. Because remember, your mind won't allow you to come here because it's controlled by the darkness. So it's just another mind matrix type of barcode release. So this one here seems to go pretty deep, and I won't say it will take the place of the mind, you know, barcode release, the mind matrix barcode release, but it will help you out. So that's why I put it up, because I've been just wondering what people are, why aren't they catching on, you know? And this is probably it, because it's ingrained in your DNA. They have implants going off in you all the time, so that's the reason why it's up. So you can get connected more, and you might actually feel your body energy changing as this really heavily imposed barcode is being taken off of you. So if anybody would like to call in, I mentioned it on the conference call, unless you happen to see it earlier the last couple hours. But if not, I mentioned on our one-hour conference call tonight about it. So some people may have even started it. If you want to comment or type something in on the fast chat, you can do so. It should be pretty liberating. And you may even want to run it during this BBS program. And, yeah, I will take love to have comments on it to see how you're feeling. And maybe there's certain years, certain centuries there that might affect you more than others. So I don't. That'd be a decade. No, century. That's 100-year centuries, yeah. So back to you, Carrie.
All right, so Tina is asking about this new clearing, if it needs to be done in one session on one day.
I would probably do it that way, yeah. So get
okay.
You know, a couple hours or so. What do you got? How long is that going to be? A couple hours plus another hour, right? 3 hours?
Yeah, it's about, let's see, 20, I think it's an hour and 40 minutes if you do one window at a time, one century at a time, and then an hour for the spirit infusion. But if you put five screens up.
You might even want to run spirit infusion, put up two windows, and run spirit infusion at the same time for an hour as you're doing the clearings, as you're clicking these buttons down.
Good idea.
Yeah. Can't hurt.
No empty space waiting. Yeah,
no.
Good idea.
I'll play with dessert.
Okay, so let's see. You know, I had a question about this earlier today that I didn't ask you, but of course it's flown away. Okay, we'll see if that comes back. So I'm going to give the numbers out in case anybody wants to has tried it already or is doing it and has anything to let us know about, because I haven't had time to start it yet myself. So station 2, the call-in numbers, or if you have anything else for paranormal, whoop, there's a beep, look at that. So somebody on the line? Hello?
Hello? Hi.
Hi, good evening, Carrie and Ron. And Ron, thank you very much for putting that clearing up for us. So grateful for you. I will try it, but I have a couple of questions for you.
Go ahead.
My first question is, I'm confused about this, and I can't find it in my notes. I take notes all the time. But what clearings can we not do for others?
None. Only one you cannot.
FaceTime crash.
FaceTime is the only one.
Oh, okay. I had done a spirit barcode for my husband, and I'm going to redo it again. So
okay.
I can do that while he's at work, right? The redo?
Yes, you can. Uh-huh. No problem whatsoever.
Is the redo on a spirit barcode like the same as the first time?
Yeah, but normally you don't need to do it again. If you find an extra code on him, you can just go in. Let's say you did like four of them on him, hypothetically, right? And then
uh-huh.
All of a sudden it feels like he has another one because maybe he went to work and almost got into a car accident. Then you know there's another one for sure, so you can just go in and do number five to continue on with that.
And that would be the death barcode, Ron, right?
Yeah, that's a death barcode, yeah.
I just did the death bar code once, but I didn't get the unlimited. But I got the unlimited on the spirit.
So when do you do the unlimited on the spirit again? Yeah, the barcode should be active for about 1 month, I believe. So if you get in there and you do the death barcode clearing, it's good for 1 month. And then after that, you want to do the unlimited with that. Because some people might find another one going on. What I'm finding is a lot of people, since it's sort of like default, we'll say basically to three as you go in there, because most people have three of them. Some people like to do about five. Because they want to play it safe.
Yeah, I did a few of them on him, but I didn't buy the unlimited on the barcode, but I ran it, like, I must have ran it maybe even five times on him.
Well, he might be okay then. Once you do it once, it's done. There's no reason to go back in there unless you really feel that something is happening, okay?
Oh, okay, because with the spirit barcode, you know, I already did it on him, and I was just wondering, since I had the unlimited, are we supposed to do it, like, monthly? I'm a little confused about that. Not clear on it.
To do that, yeah. You want to comment on that, Carrie?
Yeah, you know, I don't really know the answer, Ron. I mean, I guess the spirit barcode is the barcode that allows us to get out of the reincarnational loop, correct? I mean, that'll just get us and our spirit out of here at ascension time so it doesn't get taken to wherever we're being taken to. So, I mean, once that's off, I don't know. I don't know if they can put another one back on us or not. But if you have the unlimited, yeah, I would do it periodically. I don't know how often to recommend doing it, but I think it would be a good idea to do it, you know, maybe every couple of months or so, just to be sure.
He's going to be 55 on his next birthday. But I did do the death barcode on him, but I just want to make sure that stays off.
Yeah,
I think, Ron, you recommended to me to do it like five times or something,
I did.
Okay, and my second question is, I did the alien attack page, and I saw a list of aliens, which was very interesting to me since it's sci-fi night. Mm-hmm. And I was interested about zombies. I didn't know zombies were even a race of aliens. And I was wondering if you could comment on the the necromortosis, where people get that virus and get reanimated, and what happened in Joplin, Missouri.
Boy, I don't know. What do you know about it, and I can comment?
I think there was a zombie breakout in Joplin after they did that hurricane, and I think it was a bioweapon as well. And I think they had a zombie breakout. But I was just wondering if that had anything to do with the alien race zombies.
Yeah, it feels like I would say that'd be correct, yes. Uh-huh.
That they reanimate people who die?
Well, they can bring forth the DNA, of anything that's dead, and then reinstate it again, you know? So they can reclone.
They call the virus a necromortosis virus.
And go on and on, you know?
I think the story there was that there were the tornadoes, I think it was, and a lot of people had died, but a lot of bodies went missing. That's the part I remember about that, and then there was the whole bioweapons thing. There was some lab down there. Yeah, I don't remember the other parts of the story, though, Shannon. You know a little
since
bit more
than Friday,
I do about
that. Since it's Friday sci-fi, I thought I'd ask.
Yeah.
but I didn't know that there was an alien race of zombies. I thought that was really weird.
On the clearing, you mean?
Yeah, we did see the signs walking around.
Say again?
They do exist here.
Are they people? Are they zombie? Are they aliens inside of people?
Hard to say. Remember, if you don't know, I'd have to see one physically to tell you if they're a clone, if they're a zombie type of alien, or what. So hard to say on that one.
Weird stuff. Okay, yeah. Thank you so much, you two. That was a good one,
Shannon,
for Friday.
On the when you did the death barcodes, just before you go, did you do the stress barcode portion of the death barcode clearing for yourself and your husband also?
Yes.
You did, okay. Just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, because it was part
that.
Of it.
Yeah, it's part of the
stage. Wasn't there like another radio button for the stress
right.
part? Yeah.
Yes.
I think I recall doing that.
Okay, good.
Okay, I'll jump off so somebody else can talk.
Okay, well, thanks so much for calling.
Thank you, and thanks, Ron, for the clearing. Thank you, thank you.
You're welcome. So, let's see. Ron, Marie R. is asking, has a question about the new clearing, and she's saying, thank you, Ron, I'm already doing it. And she's asking if pets need this too. So do pets have the 2,000-year?
I don't think pets have it.
Okay.
I don't think pets have it. And kind of for what Shannon was saying, yeah, you can do any clearing for any person as long as you put their name in and pay for the clearing on that particular, you know, clearing. So if you wanted to do, say, 10 of your friends on the barcode clearing, then you want to do 10 PayPal clicks and, you know, with their name, one name on each one. And you could do all 10 of those at one time if you wanted to on your computer. But some people have asked me, can I do a bunch of my friends? And, yeah, that's how you would do that. You can't just pay for it once and then go in and put 20 names in there. You know, you have to pay for each one separately and have that name appear on the link when you actually get it. And also that's true for the unlimited.
And when you're saying you can do them all at once, you mean have a separate screen open for each person, but you can have multiple screens up on your monitor.
Yeah, because some people have said, gee, Ron, it takes a long time to do these if I did five on each person. And, you know, I don't have all that time, that luxury of time to sit there. Yeah, you can do multiple screens and just get them all started at the same time or, you know, as quick as you can. And then from there, run that clearing and maybe have five of your friends, you know, being cleared at one time. That way you can do that. The clearings will take a little longer to take effect on that person. So naturally, most of the clearings that you do absentee, and this would be an absentee clearing, most of them will probably come into effect when they're sleeping. But some are also instantaneous when they're awake. But that's the way the light shift works. So they don't try to eliminate stuff completely from people when they're awake because they might feel the shift in the reality and feel a different change. But, yeah, every clearing on the website could be done for anybody on this planet. And that is, you know, definitely a plus. And you can do that. But the only one you can't do is the space timeline crash. Because that could be bad for somebody because you all know how sometimes you feel a little strange after that. So, yeah, you don't want to do that one at all for people that you know about unless they're possibly sleeping. Then you could possibly do that, you know, if they're in your house sleeping, you could do the space one. But other than that, I would not recommend doing that at all for anyone else. They need to do it themselves, and they may not want to know about what you're doing, so don't open that can of worms up. Just do the timeline crash for them or the other clearings. It'd be perfectly fine. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and before we leave the barcode, the other barcode topic, I just was wondering, and I'll say this in case anyone else is wondering, if we're doing it just for one person or for ourselves, can we have multiple screens up and do, let's say, like I had six death barcodes on me, could I have six different windows running and have each of them be for a different barcode?
That might
or would
be
that
a little
be
rough.
Too much?
That would be a little rough. I would just go through it as normal.
One by one.
Yeah, I don't think I would do them separately.
Okay. Together, you mean?
Right. I would not do them together, no. Just do them separately.
Okay.
Even though it takes 2 hours apiece, Just do them separately. And just take a day that you're dedicated to life and do that.
Yeah.
So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So Mark is commenting, and I'm assuming it's about the new free barcode clearing, saying, yes, Ron, this is going deep, very deep, fast. And Ashley said she's doing it now, too. Demo is asking for a loneliness clearing sample, I guess.
Okay, here we go. So think of a time that you're lonely, and we'll clear that. If you don't have one, you know, you may just feel peace energy. So here we go. But you have to request a specific time. Location or something to when you felt lonely, because we have to zero in on that timeline to release it from that and from you. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, there we go. I'll do one more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And for all of you out there, what I would do is go on BBS and just write down the BBS telephone call-in number. It's on the page there. I believe it's underneath where the arrows are that you can click on to listen.
Mm-hmm.
And just go there and write down those two different phone numbers and the days that they're active, just in case you happen to be away from your computer and, you know, you may have a cell phone and you want to hear the BBS program and you maybe don't know about this. So just write them down, or even if something happens to BBS itself and we're still able to communicate with BBS through the phone line, okay? Because remember, I'm on the phone line right now talking to BBS, and it's going into another phone line. So even if the Internet was turned off completely from BBS and myself, more than likely, I'm assuming that this is a conference call line, so it's independent of the website at all, of BBS. So you can listen to the program. And that's one way you can listen all the time in case you're away. So definitely write those numbers down. They're both the same access phone number, but there's different PINs for the different shows, two different PIN numbers for one and two. And tomorrow night we should be on station two hours earlier than we were previously. So we're starting at 7 o'clock Pacific, 10 o'clock Eastern. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So it looks like quite a few people, I think, are doing the free clearing right now. I think Shane is commenting on it or is talking about it with his comment saying programmed symbols coming out, question mark. And Mark is saying spirit is liberated from timeline. So maybe you guys are talking about something different. I'm not sure. Everett is saying that there was a blurb about zombie attacks on the CDC website. So that's interesting. I guess that was a while back when all that was going on. Kathy's asking, what is the new clearing called again? So Kathy, is this its final title, Ron, 2,000 Years of Darkness Barcode Removal? Is that what we ended up calling it?
Yeah, I believe that's what it is, yeah.
So it's just, if you go on homepage, Kathy, and you go over to little drop-down boxes where the recommended clearings and the free clearings are, it's one of the free ones. It's a new free one.
Yeah, that's so, it's there. And also what you can do is just scroll down. I got that website up right now. Just scroll down. And I believe it's about halfway down on the scroll bar, okay, as you're halfway down on your screen. And you will see it there. So if you see where on the right side, it'll say Creation Lightship Wikipedia. Just go straight over to the left-hand side, and it's right there. So a lot of times it's harder just to read all those different titles. Just scroll down where it's the Wikipedia. Go to the left, and it's right there, and click on it, and you're ready to go. So, and tell all your friends, you know, to get on that clearing, because each time you do that, you're taking a little chunk out of the darkness, and you're disconnecting, you know, yourself from that. And since it's a barcode, you may be affecting other people, too. You don't know how this is going to go. but it will help you and other people, too, as they get on it. So it should be very liberating. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Tina's asking if the 2,000-year barcode should be rerun. Should we do this more than once we've done it?
That's up to you.
Like
I would probably do it more than one time. Maybe pick a day that you can just run it. That would be a good possibility, but you do have to change the little click boxes there. What you might even want to do, if you haven't started this yet, you might think of a time that you really felt like you got plugged into darkness. Some people know about their more recent past lives. And you mention a time, and they go, oh, man, yeah, I know, you know, 400 A.D. was really rough for me. You might want to do that one first and feel the energy leave you. So, but if not, just start from now and go back, because you can change the order if you wish. But we put it so it's in descending order to make it simple for people, and you may actually feel the energy moving and being released from you at certain times more than others. And if you do feel that an energy more than other, you know, other times leaving you, you may want to just repeat it. It's 5 minutes long. And if for some reason you feel some relief the second time, I think you can just change the timer. You might want to put it on for an hour and just sit there. So it's kind of up to you. But 5 minutes should be enough to get it off of you. If you wish to go more, you know, by all means you can, just by changing the timer on it. So it's basically about a two-hour clearing or a three-hour clearing the way it runs here. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so it looks like Shane is doing the clearing, and he's saying I'm vibrating a lot in my body with electric white light. Why does barcode removal do that?
That's the way it works. It takes away the darkness. So if you don't have darkness, then you have light coming into you. And so the light is coming to you where it hasn't been before.
Okay.
Yeah, you can get hot. You could break out into a sweat. You could have tingles, you know. You might even feel like your couple of brain cells that might be there that were lost are now found, you know. You got a third one out there, so who knows, you know. But, yeah, I never know. So back to you, Carrie.
All righty. Let's see. I thought I saw another question. Okay. Micah is saying there was a 6.4 earthquake off Vancouver Island 2 hours ago, and it looks like they're wondering if it was a timeline crash. I don't know.
I don't think it'd be a timeline, but it would be one of the underground bases probably got destroyed.
Okay. Jolly good.
That's what all the earthquakes that have been done recently have been about. So you can thank the United States of America military going underneath there with the light ship taking out the timelines. Not the timelines, but the underground bases.
Yeah.
So this will be quite an interesting weekend coming up. What I would kind of suggest is to watch the media, the people talking on TV, and see if they do any shape-shifting. See if one clone pops in, on the person off and on. Maybe they might stutter. Maybe they might lose their consciousness momentarily. That's kind of what's going on now. So I didn't really say that. So anyway, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So it is Friday night, and Ron is doing the Q&A tonight for those of you who can come on. Just a few minutes after the show, so a little after 8 p.m. Eastern, and that's 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 Eastern. So the number for that is 646-519-5800, 646-519-5800, and the PIN number is 9009, and then the pound sign. So that'll be for about an hour. As most of you know, you come on, it's a conference line, and you can ask your questions directly to Ron, of Ron. And then also this weekend, Ron, your intensives are starting up, right? I know some emails went out about that today. So that starts tomorrow, and then the three consecutive Sundays after that. You want to mention a quick word about that?
Yeah, the call tomorrow is for, we do water for 7 days, and then we do ascension energies to help you get rid of energies that are inside of you that are blocking you from having your cells and your body do the ascension. So it's a great particular four-hour clearing for that. And then the eight-hour clearings start the day after, which is the next Sunday. This coming Sunday, I'll give you the date in case you're on an archive here. So the standard four-hour is on the 10th of September. Then we have the 11th, 18th, and 25th, which will be our special eight-hour conference call line. And we get rid of the aliens that are living, hiding, cohabitating, and dying inside of you. Get them released. Remember, you have carcasses, too. And they give you poison, so this is what this call is all about. And the people who are on it normally have been on it more than one time. Some people have been on it many times, and they only come back because it works. And they feel better. So if you're into health and wellness, and, you know, maybe you just tune into the show for the first time, and you go, aliens, I don't know about that, but I am into health and wellness, then by all means, come on to this particular call. So, that's, it'll help you. Whether you believe it or not, just come on. Remember, your mind will tell you what not to do, even if it's correct. Because these aliens don't want to get out of your body. They found a home. And these are all energetic beings that are invisible. And if you happen to watch the movie, the brand new one, Apollo 18, if you saw that and you felt a little queasy, just think if you couldn't see this thing that was on the moon and the moon rocks, okay? That got brought back here with very possibly the alien critters in them. That's the very last part on the show where they give you the text for that, that they had all these moon rocks come here. We've heard about them. And I guess what they said is that a lot of them disappeared. And if they disappeared and they don't know where they are, and then that means that this critter is probably living in somebody. Remember the alien movie, the movie Alien, the original one, where this thing popped out of the guy's chest? Well, hello. Remember, all sci-fi has a good meaning to it, and it could very possibly always be true. Just that it may take a while for your mind to catch up with what's happening because it's a brand new experience when you see something. But after a while, if you look back upon the alien movies that you've watched, maybe if you watch them for the last 30 years, you're going to say, yeah, this does feel like it could very possibly be true when you look back upon an old movie. So that's because that energy came into you, you saw it, you recognized it, and now it's a reality for you. Remember the self-fulfilling prophecies. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, well, we have a bunch more comments. Seems like more people are jumping onto the new barcode clearing, and Tom was asking if anyone else was feeling hot inside, or saying no, he was feeling very hot inside, and now he's asking if anyone else is getting dizzy, and Holly is saying that her ears are ringing from the barcode clearing. Freedom is feeling it in, I think it's a her, I think, sorry if I've given you the wrong gender there, feeling it in her rib cage, and wait a minute, there was another one. Oh, Kathy. Kathy is saying she feels like she needs a seatbelt on. So it sounds like a pretty intense clearing, Ron.
Yep.
So Shannon is asking about our good old double digits. I always look at the clock at 11:11, and Shannon had posted the question about this on the Yahoo group message board thing there earlier today, I think it was. And was asking what clearing can we do when we keep finding ourselves looking at these double digits on the clock. And I know someone else had answered and suggested doing the natal barcode, clearing it in there. Are there any other clearings that we can use to clear this this Ron?
Boy.
There's a symbols and something.
Okay, the symbol one, a natal barcode chart could. And also this deals with the robotic clearing. Remember, you're seeing numbers because they want to see if they can turn your head to view the clock in your room. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that's their indication that they got you. So that means that you're still under their spell, unfortunately.
So they're kind of playing tricks with us to get a loss for themselves, it sounds like.
Yeah, and they're you know, they're just seeing, they're making sure that their proper protocols in that are engaged in working with you when the implants are working. And so they're saying, well, this person looks at the clock at 11:11, and it could be a implant in you to work with the robotics to turn your head, robotic program, so that you're going to look at the clock, wherever the clock would be, at 11:11. It's pretty complicated. Just think about it. You know, you could be driving in your car, and your clock could be, you know, somewhere, you know, on your dashboard, we'll say, or it could be even a wristwatch that you have on. Might be a digital one. And they have to be able to know where to put your head is according to what location you're in. If you're in a room, then the room itself has a clock someplace, maybe. Or maybe they want, or maybe there's no clock in your room, and they make you get up and walk into maybe your kitchen, and lo and behold, you look on the wall, and there's a clock that says 11:11. You go, oh, they got me again. Just think how much energy and how much programming it's going to take you to get off your sofa watching your most favorite program or something on TV or whatever to move you physically to a different location for you to see 11:11 or 444 or 333, whatever is out there. That's how they connect with you. So it's strictly a way that they can confirm and to know if they have you hooked up or not. And what are they doing with you when you know that they have you hooked up? That's up to you to find out. Where are you when you're not here? So that's the main thing. You might even see consecutive letters all the time, you know? That's another way of looking at it. Or maybe you're saying somebody's name all the time. So you need to understand that these are all programs that they're running to make sure that you are conforming to their mind-controlling program. Now, if you don't, if they transmit that code to you and you don't look at it, then they may have to do some more work with you, maybe on you, to do that. That's why having the barcode taken off of your body and one off of your spirit, those the two separate clearings, could be beneficial for that. And by all means, the alien attack page, to get them off of you so that they don't control you that way. And so that's kind of what it is. And it could be any kind of word. Maybe you drive your car every day down the freeway, and you always happen to look up at the same billboard at the same location, and you don't know why you're doing that, you know? Or maybe a word pops out at you on a billboard or something. Or maybe you see license plates with similar numbers on them. You know, it's all a mind-controlling program that's programmed into your DNA, into you somehow, somewhere, so that they can keep track of you. So, back to you, Carrie.
Okie doke. So, Micah is saying that finish the alien critters online. So that's probably the alien attack page, clearing on the website. It does work. Cleared a lot of crud and bad joint, 98% better. So that's great. So maybe if, I know, Ron, you'd love to hear testimonials, if you could write that up in an email, Micah, and send it to Ron as a testimonial for the website, perhaps, too. That would be wonderful for others to read when they're considering doing that clearing. And, of course, we should probably say, Ron, that even though Micah has said, finish the alien critters online, it's kind of like you kind of need to keep doing that one. Not, I'm I'm guessing from the way you've worded it that perhaps you went through each of the alien life forms that's listed on there and did each one going down maybe once or twice, I don't know. But Ron, do you want to talk about, you know, maybe that you need to do this more than once?
Yeah. On the alien clearings, you probably always want to do it more than one time. That's a must. If you get the alien attack page, I put it up for people who go on it daily, and you want to leave the light being up all night on your monitor screen so that you have some relief. You know, you could put your screen on dim. You could, you know, change your screensaver. But that's what I would highly recommend doing, is leaving it up. And,
okay.
You know, you just go in there and also, you know, do timeline crashing.
Did we lose you?
No, okay. Where were we, Carrie?
You said also do timeline crashing, and then it went blank.
Yeah, you want to do timeline crashing if you can for maybe the aliens that are attacking you or the timeline that you have that emotion. Remember, the timelines are dealing with emotion, so if you do feel an abduction, what are you feeling during that abduction? Does your body get cold? Do you feel anxiety? Does it keep you awake? So try to find the emotion attached to that process that you're going through when you're being abducted, when you're really not here, to crash that timeline so you can come back here again. You may even want to do a timeline crashing for your spirit in the evening, because your spirit sometimes will always leave. Why is it leaving? Because it's connected to a timeline in it. May think that that's your awakening time on that timeline. Maybe you're completely awake in the daytime on a timeline when you're sleeping here. So your spirit goes there to an artificial body that was created, you know, a clone, artificial intelligent body that's not human, and it goes into that to live a life when you're sleeping in the daytime on an artificial timeline that is created by the aliens. Remember, you only want to be here, not anywhere else. And here you're still on a timeline, because you're in the timeline here on this planet of darkness. This is where we exist. But you don't want to go off on other timelines that do not exist here. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. I'm going to give the phone numbers out again, because there's so many people doing the 2,000-year clearing. It'd be nice to have someone call in and let us know what they're feeling, because now Candy's saying heavy waves. I guess that's right and left, maybe. Thanks for the nice clearing. Ben is saying his eyes are burning. so we're having a lot of comments. So let's see. Station 2, so the free toll-free number is 888-429-5471, and then maybe go down to Line 4, and that's area code 530-413-4511. So if somebody wants to come call in who's doing this, and maybe those of you who see stuff and so forth, that would be interesting to hear what you're seeing. Okay, so let's have a look. I'm trying to see some more questions. Okay. Looks like Kathy has a question. Is Micah talking about the alien poison clearing? What would that say? What would Ron say for a spirit? How would we word it? Okay, Kathy, I'm sorry. I don't think I'm reading that correctly. Is Micah talking about the alien poison clearing? Alien attack clearing. Okay, so she's talking about the alien attack page. What would that say, Ron, for spirit? How would we word it?
I don't know. Just maybe someone else could enter in on
that. Oh, for a timeline crash. I'm sorry, I see the next line. So, Kathy, you had said do timeline crashes for the alien stuff. So Kathy's wondering, how do we word this? So we're on the timeline crash. What do we say?
The emotion that you're experiencing. Remember, you're already being... The reason why you're doing a timeline crash is because you know that you have been abducted onto timelines. That's the first given. So you know that you're connected to the aliens. So that's the second given. So now, why are they connecting to you? It's because you still have an energy with you of judgment, and that judgment would be an emotion. So you want to clear out the emotion out of you. And remember, the timeline crash is just strictly a Band-Aid. And it'll get you off of the timeline, but typically the emotional clearing should have released that from you. If not, then you may want to go a little bit deeper. Maybe, let's just say you have a problem with fear. And we do have a trust clearing up now on the website, too. I just thought I'd bring that up, a whole lifetime trust.
Yes, that's another new one.
But if you have one for fear, then you may want to go in and do a fear, whole lifetime fear clearing. Because all you're having coming forward now is, we'll say, fear that you see daily. And that means that it's still stored inside of you. And so you're running all the energy of fear, and the aliens see the fear. So get rid of the cause of the problem for this lifetime, which is your whole lifetime fear clearing. And then very possibly, by doing that clearing, the fear may not be as strong as what it is right now. And then if you still have some fear, then do a timeline crash on it. And that way they may not abduct you for fear. Maybe you're having dreams that deal with fear all the time. That's because you're radiating fear on your psychic billboard, and the aliens see that and point their finger at you, and then they abduct you and probably sell you to other aliens on different timelines that they own. Remember, they own your real estate of you, okay? Once they take you and abduct you, they got you. So they'll just sell bits and pieces of you and also bits and pieces of timelines to other alien groups, and you could be out there from one timeline that you're experiencing, one major timeline, but they can divide that off and sell pieces of that timeline to anybody else, and then they can put you on their own timeline. So that's the reason why you do timeline crashes, is because you want to get off of the alien timelines. But the initial problem is that you have it inside of you, and it's activated. Okay, so you must do a whole lifetime clearing to release that. They're just giving you a clue of what you have. Now you have a tool to get rid of that. And that's the way it works. But the emotional clearing, if you're listening to this program and you haven't done your whole lifetime emotional clearing, then what I would say is, instead of hearing all this information that we're talking about, which is going to empower your mind and your ego, okay, but it's not going to fix you, go in and do your whole lifetime emotional clearing. That's the most important thing that you can do in your lifetime here, is to get that clearing done so you can become more in peace, and then find out what else you need to do. You know, we do have people that are very mental who listen. They understand it. They have big brains. But if you don't do the work, nothing's ever going to help you. The words are not going to, they'll only give your ego a soothing sensation, and you may figure the whole thing out mentally, which is the darkness, and the darkness will just say, yeah, I heard, 30 of Ron's shows. I really understand it. And then you're going to go off and do something else without having a clearing done. So if you're one of those people, just stop and do the clearing, because it's so fantastic to know that you could come out of a lot of the judgments and stuff that you're dealing with, because the emotions are running your life. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and I think what I would add to that, Ron, is that even once we've done our emotional clearing, we're still going to be generating emotions if we're in our heads. And the thing to stop doing that is to do the mind to heart drop, which and get your awakening consciousness or your thoughts or however you describe that part of yourself down into your heart, so that you're in neutral and you're not getting triggered by everything around you and generating more emotions that you have to then go and clear also.
Yes, and you may want to do also, that's what I recommended initially when I was doing these clearings, you do your emotional and your mental and then your sensory, which is past life emotions. Those are the main ones that I've brought up when I first started doing these clearings. That's what's needed here, okay? And so those are always a big plus if you do those. But, other people can drag you into their emotions. Remember, you still have stored emotions like walking time bombs inside of you. So somebody could slime you with emotions, and you may think you cleared it. And maybe you did clear 95% of it, but they're bringing forth that extra 5% really strongly, and now you're dealing with that emotion. This is why you want to do the timeline crashes, and maybe why you may want to do seven generations of a particular thing. But that's why we have so many clearings on there. You don't need all of them. Just got to find out where you are in your life. What are you dealing with, okay? What did the dark side hand you? You know, what kind of deck of cards do you have? What's in your natal chart, okay? What are you choosing to experience here? Okay, remember, your spirit picks your parents. They pick the best of the worst, okay? And along with that is when you're born, which is the soul family contracts and agreements with other spirits that are here. And this is what you're running, is your karma. And the karma that you're running is the dark side program from your natal chart. So you definitely want to get rid of that. And you want to get rid of the energy. This is why you need to have clearings. You can't do it mentally. And you know, you just can't do it. You can't read a book and figure out how to do it. You can't use other modalities. They will not work. They will not go to the core issue because they didn't create you. Light Ship created your energy. They know what's going on with you. So no other modalities. Imagine if you lived maybe 100 lifetimes, you might be able to clear your emotional body, you know, for this one here, possibly. I'm sure it wouldn't be complete, but, you know, if you wanted to live that long, and you've all been here for over 2,000 years, because you're only here because you didn't do the ascension. Why didn't you do the ascension? Well, maybe because we didn't have at that time. What we just brought up today is that 2,000 Year of Darkness program, you see. So if you're listening to this program, it's only because you didn't ascend last time. Because you wouldn't be here listening if you did ascend. Believe me, you would never come back here again. And I'm sure everybody could probably agree with me. You would say, well, been here, done that, goodbye, Charlie, you know. But you won't have any recall of this place. But all of you know you have lots of past lives here. And why do you have those? Because you haven't ascended. You're stuck here, the song Hotel California. So anyway, I guess our show is kind of coming to a close here. We'll have our Q&A on that'll be on in about 5 minutes here, so you can call in. The phone number is posted by Marie here, so it's 646-519-5800, 5800, and the PIN number is 9009. And just get on that, and I'll answer questions. I will not talk about anything that's happening in the underground tonight and what's going to possibly happen during the 9/11 event here. And I'm not going to do any clearings for 9/11. They're already being done. So, blessings to all of you. And I'll see you later. Hopefully you're going to be on the calls coming up tomorrow and on Sunday so that you can live a much better life and get rid of the aliens. So, anything to add, Carrie?
No. If any of you come on the call and don't want to ask your question, I'll keep an eye on the fast chat. So if you want to type them in there, I'll read them out. Some people like to do that. And no, I think that's it. We're on station 2 again tomorrow night. So new time, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern, station 2. So different station, 2 hours earlier than usual for the Saturday night live on the Light Ship. And that's
yeah,
it, I think.
We are, our Wednesday programs now are dedicated to self-empowerment. So we have a new theme for that. The theme tonight is paranormal, sci-fi, something like that. So, everybody, blessings. We'll see you later. And I'll see you on the call in about 5 minutes. And we're going to be doing the interactive show on Wednesday where we can do some healings for people and how to work the website. So that's what it's all about. So blessings, and I'll be on the call in about 5 minutes. Thank you, Carrie. Thank you all.
Thank you, Ron. Good night.
And you can still do the clearing as you're listening to me on the Q&A, the brand-new clearing. Bye, everyone.
Good night.